This is Passport to Texas. The arrival of brown-colored algae called sargassum to Texas beaches is nearly as predictable as the return of the swallows to Capistrano, but not as welcome.
It shows up on the beach late spring through early summer, and it can be a nuisance to your average partygoer.
Paul Hammerschmidt with Coastal Fisheries says tons of it wash up on the Texas coast from the North Atlantic, hindering beachgoer access to the water. Yet sargassum is far from being a mere nuisance. It provides habitat for other living things.
There are many animals that only live in the sargassum weed in the Sargasso Sea. It also is a nursery area for a whole lot of game fish like mahi-mahi, marlin, sailfish, that type of thing.
On shore, Hammerschmidt says beachcombers discover shells and sea beans in the slimy tangle, as well as live animals. Cities and counties that obtain permits may move the seaweed to help rebuild sand dunes. If you get a hankering to bring some sargassum home, it does make a good garden fertilizer, with one caveat.
One thing you really do have to do is rinse the salt water off of it. You don't want that salt water in your garden. That's just not healthy for your garden.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds the work of saltwater fisheries in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.